You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, What's in a Name? And now here is Dr. Schultz.
The facts are surprising, even astounding. Some individuals remain angry at their parents all their lives simply because of the name they received from their parents. Over 30% of the U.S. population would like to change their name. Some parents name their children after themselves. Others use the name of their grandparents or their great-grandparents. And still other parents name their child after some famous personality, hoping that by doing this they will in some way help their child succeed in life and maybe even become rich and famous. The Bible tells of one set of parents who did not have to search through a name book in order to name their new arrival. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that when Mary and Joseph were soon to be married, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son. And you, the angel said to Joseph, shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. The decision was made in heaven. The little baby soon to be born in Bethlehem was to be named Jesus, for through his bloody death on the cross and by his resurrection from the dead 3 days later, this God sent Jesus would save his people from the eternal curse of their sin. And it is also the powerful name of Jesus that believers all over the world add to their prayers every day. Keys open the vaults of the riches of the world. For believers, the name of Jesus is the key that opens the gate of heaven. And this same name, this same key, has the power to open all barriers that stand between we who are sinners and the throne of the God of grace. Oh, there's a strong belief in our society these days that there is a lot in a name. Some believe that names can either make you successful or cause you to fail. This is believed to be true, especially in business. In 1987, for example, an unbelievable 1,753 corporations changed their name. They did this in hopes that their new name would bring them more immediate recognition by the public and also a clearer understanding of who they are. And, of course, this doesn't always work. One major airline recently spent multiple millions to change their name. But the new name was such a disaster that the company had to spend another $7 million to change their name a second time. Businesses change their name in order to become better known and more profitable. People often change their name or even adopt a pen name in order to enhance themselves. But the name that Jesus received was not to be changed, for the name that Jesus received was not to benefit himself but others. His name shall be called Jesus, the angel said, for he shall save others. Yes, the angel said that Jesus shall save his people from their sins. And so the next time you feel all strung out about life, and the next time you feel the devil trying to discourage you, then look immediately to hope and help from the name above all other names. Direct your mind to think upon and set your heart to focus upon and even your lips to sing upon the saving name of Jesus. Oh, my friend, don't voice those sometimes popular but syrupy lyrics that stir only your fleeting emotions. Instead, let your mind be focused, and may your heart be solidly established as you repeat those ageless hymns that have survived the test of time. For example, centuries ago, shortly after the Great Reformation, the hymn writer Christopher Fisher wrote, Lord Jesus, we give thanks to Thee that Thou hast died to set us free. Made righteous through Thy precious blood, we now are reconciled to God. Defend us, Lord, from sin and shame. Help us by Thy almighty name to bear our crosses patiently. Consoled by Thy great agony, and thus the full assurance gain that Thou to us wilt true remain and not forsake us in our strife until we enter into life. Oh yes, this hymn writer knew very well the power of God and how God, all through history, has manifested His power in the name of Jesus. Defend us, Lord, the hymn writer says, from sin and shame. Help us, Lord, by Thy almighty name. Power in the name of Jesus was not first discovered 400 years ago, at least 1,000 years before the Reformation, already in the early church. The name of Jesus triggered miracles so mighty that the faithful were confirmed and even the skeptics were stunned. For example, in the book of Acts, chapter 3, we read that the apostles Peter and John, they had gone to the temple. At the gate of the temple lay a man who had been lame ever since his birth. This man expected the two apostles to give him some money. But instead, Peter looked at the man and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Walk," Peter said. Then the Bible explains, Peter took the lame man by the hand, and with a leap the man, lame since his birth, stood upright, and he began to walk. And, of course, this stunning event caused great controversy. First, the local people who had observed all of this, they were beside themselves. They now thought that Peter and John were some type of gods. Peter, however, immediately denied this. He explained that this miracle of healing had taken place, and I quote, on the basis of faith in Jesus' name. The gospel, Peter emphasized, is in the name of Jesus, which has strengthened this man whom you see and know. But of course, even the Apostle Peter's explanation did not end the controversy. The religious leaders now also got into the act. They were upset. They didn't want somebody performing miracles and stirring up the local people. The Bible says that these religious leaders laid hands on Peter and John. They arrested them, and then they threw them into jail. The next day, these same angry leaders held a trial. These religious bigots confronted Peter and John and said, "By what power and in what name have you done this?" Peter, the Bible explains, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man as to how this man was made well, then let it be known unto all of you and unto all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the one whom you crucified, and the one whom God raised from the dead, by this name, the name of Jesus, this healed man now stands before you in good health." After this stunning defense, the Apostle Peter then added, "And there is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And so while it is true that there are many today in our society who are confused about who Jesus is, in the early church this was certainly not the case. Even the most bitter enemies of the Savior, even they had to admit that, like him or not, this man Jesus could do miracles and wonders, the likes of which they had never before seen. And, of course, this is also why faithful believers, even in our day, when they pray, they always pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is more powerful than the largest atomic bomb. The name of Jesus is more mighty than the world's largest armies. In fact, the name of Jesus possesses that which collectively all psychologists and psychiatrists can never possess, and that is the power to forgive sins. Not long ago, a listener sent us an article which appeared in the Reader's Digest. This subtitle explained that there is now, according to this article, new evidence that prayer actually works. Well, among skeptics, unbelievers, and even make-believers, this type of headline may be intriguing. It may even draw inquisitive readers. However, faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't need secular evidence. These believers in the long-promised Messiah have not only heard of evidence, but they have also personally experienced the superhuman power and the results of prayer. Prayers that are made before the throne of God and prayers made in the intercessory name of the crucified and resurrected Christ. These prayers, as Jesus himself explained, gain entrance into the very heart of God. And so, my friend, for the last few minutes, we have been talking about the powerful name of Jesus. In this name is the only real hope that you and I have for life. By the grace of God and through the name of Jesus, you can be totally assured of the complete forgiveness available to you in the Savior's name for all of your mistakes and failures. And by calling upon the powerful and intercessory name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you, through faith, can gain entrance into the very throne room of the Almighty God. And so then at this point, let me now ask you a rather personal question. Is there a serious concern that you have at this hour? Do you have special worries or concerns about your loved ones? Has the future of your health become a great burden to you? Are you uncertain or even upset by your finances? Oh, my friend, pray to God. And when you pray, don't just run some type of an experiment by trying to test the Lord. Instead, go forth with a simple faith. Yes, simply believe. Pray with total confidence, just as the apostles did, that when you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are getting in touch with the same name. Yes, the same name by which lepers were healed, the same name by which the blind were made to see, and the same name through which even the dead were brought back to life. You parents, stop trying to buy everything for your children. Instead, begin to pray for them. Material goods may impress them, but only your prayers will protect them. And when you pray, let your children see that you are depending entirely upon God and His grace. In fact, even while your children are at an early age, invite them to pray with you. These simple acts of faith will do far more in the long run than savings bonds, CDs, and even special savings accounts for their college, as good as each of these acts might be. And most important, always remind your children of everything that can be in a name, and especially what is in the name of Jesus. Let them know that the name of Jesus was not picked at random. This name was selected in heaven before Jesus was born. An angel appeared unto Joseph and said, "His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Parents, your children need this Savior. Grandparents, your grandchildren need this Savior also. So don't delay. Begin today by your words and through your actions. Demonstrate to your children and to your grandchildren that Jesus is the key to life. And it is through the intercessory name of Jesus that we are able to gain access to the mind and the very will of God. It is in the name of Jesus that we are assured that all of our sins and mistakes are fully and completely forgiven, and that we are then destined forever for the mansions of heaven. O Lord, we pray today at this hour, look with compassion upon all who are listening to your word. Remove all anxieties from the hearts of those who are worried. Bring healing between spouses who are feuding. Grant courage unto all children who are uncertain, and hope unto all those who are dying. And it is through the intercessory power of the name of your Son, Jesus, that we approach your throne with confidence, and that we have the blessed assurance that you will both hear us and you will answer our prayers. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.